So hello, it's Seija Mahlamäki-speaking. Yes, now we have here our slides. We are going to present evaluation study, which is based on a 3 years development program in MEDIN Finland. And this first slide is only to present shortly the basic principles behind why we made the photos. So we wanted to document and analyze work processes, and then by doing this help the trainers to become conscious of their tacit knowledge, because they were all very experienced people with maybe tens of years of work experience. Could I please have the next slide? So all the trainers who took part in our development project, they had already taken part in some courses meant for trainers. They had maybe been given lecturing, and the feedback was that they were not very happy with that kind of training courses. Then we also all know that training in the actual workplaces meant for trainees should shift towards giving feedback and supporting the learner instead of training and lecturing and the emphasis being on the trainer or teacher. We wanted also to give a model of good training for the trainers in the workplaces. By saying we, I mean the trainers in the universities of applied sciences. We had also got lots of feedback that separate courses mix the everyday routines in the workplaces. They cannot attend to long-lasting courses, and they have to be given support close to the workplace. The next slide. The courses which we organized in southern Finland, they were meant for several occupational sectors. Most of the trainers were from social and healthcare and catering, but also other fields were involved. And later, after the conference, you will find some slides and photographs in the exhibition area. For example, from pulp industry, gardening, agriculture, etc. Altogether, we organized courses in 32 workplaces, and 230 trainers took part in them. The next slide. It took about half a year, in some cases 1 year, and then we returned to the workplaces. Of course, it depended on their own timetables, so there's some difference between separate courses. But altogether, 17 groups of trainers were later interviewed in focus groups, and all the trainers educated took part in some of the interviews. And then we wanted to get their feedback and also get information how this kind of a learning experience had affected them. Next slide. In this diagram, you will see the organization of the courses which we had arranged for them. We had 3 separate meetings, and if it was possible, so we organized 3 meetings in a course of 1 month. Normally it could be possible, so that one meeting per week, maybe 2 weeks time period between them, but not more. In the first meeting, we went to the workplace, which was before, of course, quite well known by us all. And then we explained the goals of the course. We spoke together about the work done in that individual workplace, what kind of skills are needed in that kind of a place, and also spoke a little bit of learning. And then we asked the trainers to plan themselves what kind of work processes they would like to be photographed. Because it was very often work done in social and healthcare, it was quite important to get also permissions from the customers so that we could make photographs in that workplace and get written assignments from them. And then they normally chose 2 to 8 work processes which were especially critical in that workplace. By critical, I mean that trainers had had difficulties in explaining for the trainees how to do something. Or the other reason could be that they regarded the work processes very important, core processes in that specific sector. The next time when we met in the second meeting, we went to the workplace like researchers, not like trainers, and we were just among the people when they started to do their daily duties, followed them, and after a while started to make photographs. Normally it went quite smoothly, and the customers didn't react very much. They were indeed quite happy with this. It brought some nice meetings in the elderly care especially. They really liked the people who came to their place and started to make photographs. And then of course it took some 1 to 2 hours to see the photos through and then organize them a little. But I wouldn't exaggerate the technical difficulties. They were quite small. And then we just processed the photo material and made a series of them for the third meeting. The third meeting lasted normally 2 to 3 hours. The point was to see each other's and everybody oneself with the eyes of the camera. How I work, how I really do my daily duties, how I look like, how my body is moving. In quite many of the duties which we were documenting, body movements were very important, and how you really use your body. And then we looked through the processes, first once so that the people who were following them, the trainees, could get used to the idea that I'm in that photograph and I'm not looking at my beautiness, but instead I'm analyzing. But quite easily, after the first series, they started to really see themselves and find out why indeed they are doing a certain movement and why not it another way. And then we went this kind of a reflection round 3-6 times depending on the length of the work process, and then evaluated also the training, maybe a quarter or half an hour discussion at the end of the third meeting. So this was the trainer's training course in a nutshell. So next slide. So about the results and feedback which we got from the interviews after analyzing them. It took a while because the data was plentiful and we have lots of results to present later in other situations too. But the main points. It proved out that a photograph can really make tacit knowledge visible. But you need the subject knowledge to really see a photo. By seeing, I mean a professional look at a picture. So it can be that when I show you some few examples of the work processes, you don't really see there anything. You just see people wandering in an elderly care home. But a professional can find the meaningful information in that picture. And especially helpful is a peer, another trainer, who can somehow show you what she sees and make meaningful questions. So the photos act as tools for reflection in the hands of a professional, and they are quite positive or neutral, at least neutral ways of giving feedback. It's easier somehow to see it yourself. It's easier than somebody else saying the same things for you. With easy, I mean also the psychological side of getting feedback and receiving it in a constructive way. After half a year, many of the trainees told us that they had learned to work in another way. Whether this is very effective in the long run, it's another question. And of course you need many possibilities to reflect together and somehow keep the new way of working. A short course does not make a miracle, but still it gives you the possibility to start a new style of doing your processes. Then they all told us that this kind of a learning was much more easily transferred to the daily duties, and they really could describe many ways how they had learned things during this very short course, much more than in normal courses which we had earlier organized by lecturing them about, for example, competence needs in work life in general. The next slide. Giving feedback was very important, and it was originally the main point in this kind of experience, so that they could learn to give feedback from work which was for them too tacit, so that they couldn't speak about it. Most of the trainers had been working together for more than 10 years in groups where they very rarely say any word to appear when they, for example, take a person and move her or him to another room. So they just start working together, maybe look at each other's eyes, but don't say a word. And very often you also forget to give any feedback to your colleague. So this was also some kind of a refreshment to their working culture. And they described us how they had learned, at least for a while, to remember to say a word to a colleague and give also oral feedback. This kind of work is very demanding and physically quite hard. So we also found some new working methods, and during the course we put quite much emphasis on work safety and health issues. For example, when you raise a patient, so we found minor small things which could during the years make a big difference. So especially this kind of changes in the work methods were found in the data. So I was explaining already about the feedback issue, which was the main reason, I think, behind the increased team spirit. Of course, it brings you good feelings when you get feedback and somebody cares for you. And then, of course, the point in all this was to encourage our trainers to make better training for the trainees. And they said that they had somehow found and empowered and found a new role in their own work, because earlier they very often took models from their memories of teachers in the workplace training. They thought that they should also be lecturing and giving the students short moments like lectures. But now they had learned a new role and a new style of training in the workplace. So the shift was towards evaluation and looking besides the students' own work giving that kind of support for the trainees. And then I would like to show you some examples. I have one example photo series here. So Christina, would you please put it here? So here you see a trainer who is trying to make her body help an old person to sit up. And then the photos should go after each other, like a serials, if they work perfectly. That's something which is now not working like it should. Yes, then it starts to move. We have organized the series so that they run in a course of 2 seconds. And if we see these photos series twice, first I let you only see and look. When you looked at that person when she was moving beside the old patient who was having Parkinson's disease, so in the very beginning you maybe don't notice anything special, but the point is that by her own body movement she guides the old person, the old patient, to turn. And this is a very slight movement, a very slight difference which she's making. But these kind of issues are daily duties which the trainers are doing. And if they do it on the wrong way, so it can affect their own health, and it can also feel very uncomfortable if you think it from the customer's side, because you can feel like you are treated very mechanically. So the body movements of the nurse, they are very smooth, and still they protect her own work safety. So could you please show it now once again, and then we might maybe see a little bit more from the series now. It's important that you keep your back quite nicely. You don't bend it. And now quite close to a person, because she is not a machine, she's a human being. Straight. Quite close once again, and then you start to show with your body how to turn a little. It is not like driving a car. So this was the last photo, and later, if you want to see the other kinds of work processes, so you can go to the exhibition area. So, thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Cesar. But attentively, what was said. Does anybody want to ask any questions?
I've got a question if no one else has. I suppose it's the same one as I was asking people this morning. What does this mean for the training of trainers? I mean, I love the photos and I love the sequence. And I've actually seen the other photos that you've got in the exhibition area. There's some great stuff there. But what does it mean for the training of trainers?
Oh, my voice. Yes. So I think that it means a lot, because trainers can't speak only about educational issues and, for example, learning in general. But they have to be quite able to analyze work, real work, and be also out from the offices. They really can't put in the web how learning goes. But they have to be in networks much more. And also their working style should be like a researcher. I think this kind of action research approach makes also the trainers to learn much more than before, when they were doing the lecturing type courses.
There's a question which has come up on a private chat, but I guess wasn't meant to be private. saying, would this method also be used in the actual training of trainees?
So, we have been doing this with the students and noticed that the students really love to make photos of each other's. So it is quite a nice and motivating style to teach young people who make photos every day. They are used to make photos and comment them in, for example, Facebook and iGallery, etc. So for them it's very natural. And in some cases, vocational teachers and trainers are afraid of making photos themselves. They think that it is a task which doesn't belong to them. But no worry for that, because the students can do them themselves.
Any more questions from anybody?
Yeah, there's one in the chat room again there, Dora. So I think it's fascinating, from Jose, who says, have you used historical evolution of photos to see if you can get changes in what he's to call in professional gestures, in the way professionals work with people?
There was also a question about videos and photos and how they compare with each other. We have tried them both, and we think that photos somehow make it easier to concentrate, because videos, they overwhelm students with information and they can't notice the differences and changes. Of course, it is possible to use also videos, but these short moments and clips of photographs, they work better in our experience, according to our experience.
Okay, if there aren't any other questions, do you think that we should proceed to the next speech? I'm just going to give like a few more seconds to see if anybody wants to ask anything. Okay, so if there aren't any other questions, we will thank Sasha for a very interesting presentation. Thank you very much. And then we will proceed to advanced.
Bye bye.
Goodbye.